Then said Jesus to the crowds and to his disciples, "The scribes and the Pharisees sit on Moses' seat. So practice and observe what they tell you, but not what they do, for they preach but do not practice. They bind heavy burdens, hard to bear, and lay them on men's shoulders, but they themselves will not move them with their finger. They do all their deeds to be seen by men, for they make their phylacteries strong, broad, and their fringes long, and they love the place of honor at feasts, and the best seats in the synagogues, and salutations in the marketplaces, and being called rabbi by men. But you are not to be called rabbi, for you have one teacher, and you are all brethren. And call no man your father on earth, for you have one Father who is in heaven. Neither be called masters, for you have one Master, the Christ. He who is greatest among you shall be your servant. Whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and whoever humbles himself will be exalted." Thus ends the reading of the Gospel. In this Lenten season, we are given readings which are intended to remind us of the promises we have made to God in this extraordinary year of mercy. God makes promises as well and wants to encourage us to know of servanthood as we learn from Jesus. Servanthood is something we can all practice. If we do not, as Jesus says, desire to have privileges that set us apart. This makes me think about where I spend much of my week, inside the walls of the Wisconsin state prisons in the USA. Sometimes I find myself criticizing the corrections officers in the prisons I visit. And then I have to remind myself that they're doing time too. Many of them are decent people who only look at the job as something to be done. They don't view their uniform or the rules as setting themselves apart. Though truthfully, I have to admit some do. In that way, the corrections officers are like the scribes and the Pharisees. There are some who do look at prisoners as less than human, who do not see them as fellow human beings who are in their care for a time. They bind heavy burdens, regardless of whether someone deserves it or not. There is a difference between how they practice their leadership and how they interpret the law. In this way, they are like the Pharisees. Could they also be like Christians? Maybe the point of Matthew's gospel here is a criticism of the crowds and Jesus' own disciples. What causes a person to have such an attitude? When I go into a prison, I can reasonably expect to come out at a given hour. Because of the current shortage of corrections officers, they never know when they go into work, what time their day will be done. Will they have to stay for another shift? They don't know. The other thing that can cause such an attitude is a feeling of self-importance. The kind of leadership that is called for must be both strong and gentle. It may be difficult to imagine that a community exists within a prison. But in one of the prisons I go into, the leadership promotes just that, which just goes to show that there is no feeling of self-importance there, is no need to impose heavy burdens on others. Goodness is shown in service. In service, no matter the role or the community, is not showy.